Our next question is from Karen in New York, and Karen wants to know if her horse can eat red clover hay as their her horses can eat red clover hay as their sole forage over the winter without digestive or other upsets. She said that she's read that too much of it is not good for them. Her horses also get a senior feed, and the youngest is supplemented with a sweet feed. What recommendations do you have for Karen in feeding her horses red clover hay?
Yeah, red clover hay is, you know, generally considered to be a safe forage for horses. It kind of falls into the class of legumes, kind of similar to alfalfa. So like alfalfa, it's going to be higher protein than your average grass hay. It's probably going to be higher in calories than your average grass hay, and also the calcium content also tends to be higher than you would find in a grass hay. So I don't know how young her youngest horse is. Obviously, you want more calcium in your ration than phosphorus. Typically, you want about 1.5 to 2 times more calcium than phosphorus. That's true for all horses. And that's particularly important for growing horses. So adding a little, you know, legume like clover or alfalfa is a nice way of getting that, ensuring that there's enough calcium in the diet. However, I do find that diets that are very high in legumes, depending on the legume, can have very high calcium phosphorus. So, for example, out here in California, I saw an alfalfa yesterday. In fact, an analysis sheet for an alfalfa, the calcium phosphorus ratio is 7-1. And while we have data in mature horses feeding 6-1 calcium phosphorus ratio, and it didn't really appear to have any negative effect, I was a little bit concerned about feeding, you know, very high calcium phosphorus ratios to growing horses. I prefer to keep it closer to the ideal of 1.5 to 2 to 1. So I don't know how young her youngster is. You know, so it's hard to kind of know. But that, you know, feeding a straight legume diet there, if it is high in calcium, particularly high in calcium, might be something she wants to think about. You know, clover, like other types of hay, It can be high in sugar, depending on, you know, what stage it was at when it was cut. So that's something else to think about if she has any horses that have problems with that. I have an interesting story actually about clover recently. I have a client I've worked with for a long time, and she is religious about weighing her horse on a frequent basis, and she's been doing it for years. Great, so she knows what his, you know, good weight for him is, and she actually keeps him in Illinois in the summer and in Arizona in the winter. And she moved back to Illinois this summer, and he's a driving pony, and she stopped driving him. He's getting older and he doesn't enjoy driving as much as he used to, and so he's not doing quite as much work this summer, and he's gained some weight. And I thought it was probably because he's not working as hard, but with a little bit of deduction on her part, going out and looking at her pastures, she realized that her pastures have become quite high in clover, and she wondered whether this was actually causing his weight problem, because it is, you know, higher in calories than the grasses that were growing in her pasture. So she sprayed her pasture for, you know, broadleaf plants and got rid of a lot of the clover, and without changing anything else in his diet, without increasing his weight, sure enough, he's dropped weight and he's gone back down to his normal weight. So just sort of a, you know, it was an interesting note that clover certainly can be higher, you know, higher in calories than grass.
So she took the candy out of his pasture.
Yes.
I bet he was sad.
And yeah, and certainly in pasture, you know, there's some odd things with clover, some clovers in a pasture setting, because there are some molds that can occur in clovers that are kind of unusual. A lot of people have heard of, like, horses start slobbering a lot when they eat clover pasture, and that's because of a mold that can develop. And it tends to occur when the temperature is over 80 degrees and the humidity is over 60, and it's a rust-colored mold, and it occurs on the top of the leaves, and there's a chemical in it called basically causes excessive slobbering. There's no real detriment to the horse, but they sliver a lot. And then there's another, perhaps more important mold, which is a black splotchy mold that can occur on the undersides of the leaves on clover. And that mold can actually lead to liver damage. So that actually, sometimes you don't know the horse has liver damage until you end up with photosensitization and sunburn on the muzzle in light-colored horses. And that can be an indicator that you've got some liver damage going on. So it's worth keeping an eye on clover in pastures. It's perfectly fine to have in pastures, but just being aware that, you know, there can be these mold issues in certain environmental conditions is worth knowing.